Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Zionsville High School, where your Carmel Varsity Girls basketball team will be facing off against the Zionsville Eagles. I'm your play-by-play announcer, Ethan DeRamo, and alongside me is my color commentator for tonight, Charlie Maurer. Carmel's coming in with a record of 1-2, last year being 24-3, so already two losses out of those three that they had last year, and Zionsville with the 2-1 record so far this season. Charlie, what did the Hounds need to do tonight to beat the Zionsville squad?
Well, like me and Nathan Jacobs said here just a little bit ago, I think they need more aggressive on the offensive side of the floor. I think they've been too passive, not able to attack the rim as well as they need to be if they want to have a chance to beat the Zionsville Eagles team tonight. And I think it all starts, like we talked about, with Reagan Hewitt and also guard Kiara Gill, you know, one of the two primary ball handlers for this team to try to run this offense, to try to get into the middle of the floor, trying to get those easy layups and mid-range jumpers, just trying to get some rhythm, you know, especially to start this game for this Carmel Greyhounds offense.
Welcome back to Zionsville High School, where tip-off between the Zionsville Eagles and the Carmel Greyhounds just starting. Macy Berglund for the Hounds and Megan Sheridan for the Eagles will be tipping off. Sheridan wins it, giving it to number 11 for the Eagles. Amini Thomas, that's off the right side, runs out of bounds. Looks like there will be some sort of foul on the Greyhounds. Number 4, Kiara Gill for the Hounds, only 8 seconds in, already with the foul here. Carmel playing man-to-man defense right now, as Sheridan's looking around someone to pass to. Finds Richardson at the top of the key. She'll drive in on Macy Berglund on the left side. Dribble it back up to the top of the key, over to Thomas on the right side. Guarded by Clark. Back to Sheridan at the top. And over to Woodworth on the left wing. She'll be guarded by Dunn. Does a spin move, gets into the lane, kicks it back out to Thomas on the right side of the key. Cross-court pass. Eagles taking their time right now as Thomas will be calling a play as the point guard for the Eagles. She'll drive in on the left side on the grounds, throw up a shot, and that's another traveling on the Zionsville Eagles. 3 possessions, 3 turnovers for both teams here, Charlie.
Yeah, and back-to-back traveling violations, both on the same player for Zionsville. Amani Thomas just not setting her feet there. And here we go, another foul for the Zionsville team. Sloppy play so far for the Zionsville Eagles so far.
And that's a second foul on Thomas as she'll be subbed out for number 3, Carlson. She already has 2 fouls, only 1:10 into the game. Reagan Hume for the inbound for the Greyhounds. Greyhounds going left to right. Kiara Gill with the ball, passes the half-court line. Guarded by Carlson. Gets it over to Hume on the left side. Hands it off to Mackenzie Wood at the top of the key. Gets it inside on the elbow to Macy Berglund. She'll try to back her man in. Kicks it out to Mackenzie Wood in the corner for a 3. That's good for her. That'll actually be a 2 for Mackenzie Wood. 2-0, Greyhounds leading, 6:20 left to go in this first quarter. Carlson with the ball at the top of the key, guarded heavily by Reagan Hewn as Carlson will bounce it off the foot, her own foot, and that'll go out of bounds for the Eagles. Very sloppy play from her.
Reagan Hewn making an impact on the defensive side of the ball already. I saw her make a fantastic play, forcing a traveling violation on her defender for the first possession of the game. Now we see that, forcing another turnover. Great start for Reagan Hewn.
Kiargo at the top of the key. Gets it over to Reagan Hewn, over to Wood. She'll be guarded by Sheridan. Drives it onto the right side of the court. Gets it to Reagan Hewn, driving the paint. Kicks it out to Kiara Gill on the right side. She'll drive in, puts up a layup, and that's good for Kiara Gill. Her first points of the game, 4-0, Greyhounds leading. As a cross-court pass from Woodworth to Katie Richardson, and she'll put it in for the and-one basket, giving the Eagles their first points of the game.
Yeah, just great transition offense there by the Eagles, catching the Greyhounds not getting back on defense. Off with a fantastic play by Kiara Gill on the offensive side of the floor, just playing sloppy transition defense. And now, like you said, number 33 for Zionsville, Delaney Richardson, will get her chance to convert this and one.
Now she'll drive into the left side, gives it over to Delaney, as she will drive in, puts up a wild layup and catch her own rebound, as now Sheridan with a left elbow jumper. That's good for her. Eagles 14, Carmel 10. And now done on the other side for the Greyhounds. That's off the back of the rim for her, rebounded by Sheridan as she will run the break. Now on the right side, kicks it out to Delaney for 3. That's an air ball, but will be offensively rebounded by Huber. And now Delaney with the ball again as she will lose the ball out of bounds, and now it's Greyhounds possession.
Yeah, like you said, Ethan, both teams continuing to turn the ball over. Again, another 3-point attempt for the Carmel Greyhounds. You know, I believe that's why they're losing. They're relying too much on their jumpers. They need to start trying to get easier looks down low in the paint.
Gartenhouse back in for the Hounds as she will bring it up for them. Sights now on the left wing. Back up to Mackenzie Wood for the wide open three. That's off the left side of the rim. And Sights trying to save it as the ball was rolling out of bounds. She'll step out as now the Eagles will have the ball. They lead 14-10 with 6 minutes left to go here in the second quarter in Zionsville High School. Points 27-15 with under a minute left to go. Kuhn on the right side gives it to Bridget Dunn over to Kate Clark in the left corner for three. And that's finally good for Kate Clark. She was struggling all night to get one to go, and that's good for her. 27-18, Zionsville leading. Now Huber on the right wing. Back to Delaney, who will try to get it into Sheridan, but that'll be taken away from Pennington for the Greyhounds. And now Gartenhouse will bring up the ball for the Hounds. 30 seconds left to go in the first half. Dunn now gives it to Reagan, who will drive in the baseline. Tries to put up a very hard shot over Sheridan, and that's a foul on her. And Reagan Hume will go to the line for two.
Yeah, Reagan Hune, although she hasn't hit a shot so far in this game, I like the way she played. We talked about how she needs to be more aggressive, and she's done that. She's gone into the middle of the floor better than anyone else on this Carmel Greyhounds team. Just not able to, none of her shots have been able to fall down for her so far. See what she can do here at the free throw line.
And that first one is good for Reagan Hune. Her first points of the night as Carmel finally putting up some points. They're struggling for the first 6 minutes in this second quarter of play. And Reagan Hune, the senior and so-called leader for this Greyhounds team, will go to the line for a second. And that's good for her. 2 points for Reagan Hune as Carmel's now within seven with 26 seconds left to go in the second quarter here as Delaney will bring up the ball past half court, guarded by Pennington. Gives it to Katie, who will be guarded by Dunn. She'll back in Dunn. Puts a little post move on her. And now the ball is on the floor as it was knocked loose from Delaney. And another jump ball as Zionsville will have the ball for the last 8 seconds of this half.
Looks like that should be Carmel's possession, Ethan. A huge break. 8 seconds left in this game. A good little run the Greyhounds are going on so far. Looks like they're going to make a couple substitutions for the Carmel Greyhounds here. But a good little run here by the Carmel Greyhounds to try to cut this deficit. Not only to seven here, about to go ahead into the locker room.
And Clark with the ball on the right wing. 6 seconds left to go. Gets it into Pennington. Puts up a layup, and that's an air ball. Out to Dunn, who gives it to Gartenhouse for the last second three. That's no good for Gartenhouse as we will go into halftime here at Zionsville High School. Zionsville leading 27-20 over the Carmel Greyhounds. Make sure to stay tuned for that halftime show hosted by Nathan Jacobs and Charlie Maurer. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the home of the Carmel Greyhounds. Pretty much took all the minutes for the Greyhounds at that starting guard position, and Lauren Gartenhouse will make her second, extending that Greyhounds lead 44-41, 45 seconds left to go in the game. Now Huber will get the ball poked away, but caresses the ball back. Delaney now with the ball crossing the timeline, and now inside to Woodworth, who will get blocked by Reagan Hume. Now Clark with the ball gets past the half-court line, and she'll be double-teamed right at the sideline. Now Gartenhouse at the top of the key over to Reagan Hume on the left wing. Try to put a move on the defender, drives the baseline and get fouled by number five, Katie Huber, for the Zionsville Eagles.
I don't know what the Eagles are doing there. You missed the shot. You turn the ball over. It's easily Carmel Greyhounds' possession. You're wasting precious time off that clock. I foul immediately. You had Kate Clark trapped in the corner there. Maybe try to steal, but after she throws that away out of the corner, you have to foul immediately. Only 22 seconds left in this game. Reagan Hume, clutch free throws now here for her.
Hume will put up that first and two-possession game here. Zionsville High School 45-41, 22 seconds left to go, as you said, Charlie. Reagan Hune, one of one for the Lions so far. Now she'll put up her second. That'll be good for Reagan Hune, 46-41. Eagles down by 5 points as Hubert takes up the ball on the left wing, tries to find Thomas as it'll be knocked out by Kate Clark in a big defensive possession here for the Greyhounds. Might seal that win.
Reagan Hune, clutch free throws down the stretch. We talked about how if I'm Coach Trimpe, I want Reagan Hune shooting those free throws. She's the senior, she's the captain of this team, and she delivers for this Carmel Greyhounds team late in this game.
And now Huber with the ball, shoots a three on the left corner, and that's good. 46-44. Clutch three there from Katie Huber. Not shooting any threes all night, and now a two-point game here at Zionsville High School with only 7 seconds left to go, Charlie.
Yeah, 46-44, Carmel Greyhounds lead. I draw something up for Reagan here on this inbound. I get it to her immediately, right with the hot hand. She has a fantastic stroke from the free throw line. If she misses them, then I don't know what to say. I wouldn't want anyone else at the free throw line right now for the Carmel Greyhounds than Reagan Gune, the senior, the captain, with only 7 seconds left in this game.
And the biggest thing that this Greyhounds team needs to do when they first inbound the ball, just don't make any mistakes. Don't give Zionsville the ball back, as that could lead to another three-pointer, another two-pointer, tie up this game, go to overtime.
Yeah, you'd love to get it to your hot player in Reagan Hume, but the main goal right now is, like you said, Ethan, get the ball inbound. Do not get a five-second rule. You have a timeout. Whoever's inbounding the ball for the Carmel Greyhounds, Coach Trippi has to let her know that she has a timeout left. If, you know, there's a mental clock ticking in her head. 3 seconds, 4 seconds around that time, call timeout. Don't be afraid. The main goal is get the ball in. Do not have a five-second call or a turnover here. Just get the ball in. At that point, it doesn't matter who catches the ball. Just do not turn the ball over here.
Lauren Garnhouse will be the inbounder as the Greyhounds are running a play. She'll get it to Macy Berglund, who has not been fouled yet, but the ball's on the ground. That'll be a jump ball, and it looks like it might be Zionsville basketball now, as the Greyhounds got the last jump ball, and only 3 seconds left to go in a two-point game. Zionsville with the ball back.
I don't know why Macy Bergen was trying to dribble that ball. There were 7 seconds left in the game. You can't get a 10-second violation. Just don't allow a jump ball there, and you're allowed to just hold it and just wait for the team to foul you. But here we go. 3 seconds left in this game. Carmel Greyhounds up by two. Can the Eagles deliver late in this game?
Katie Huber, the inbounder of the ball, over to Thomas, who will find Megan Sheridan with the last-second three. That's no good off the back of the rim, and the Carmel Greyhounds will come out on top here at Zionsville High School. 46-44, Carmel Greyhounds win. And make sure to stay tuned to that post-game show with Nathan Jacobs and Charlie Maurer, as this game ends in a thriller.
Sorry, Ethan, really quickly. I love the performance by the Greyhounds in this second half. They completely turned it around after being down 7 points and even double digits at one point in that first half. Love the effort. Fantastic all-around play. Super excited for the rest of this season for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Well, I've been your play-by-play announcer, Ethan DeRamo. And alongside me has been Charlie Maurer, as he will co-host that postgame with Nathan Jacobs here in just a little bit. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the home of all Greyhound sports.